Okay, here we go. Five ideas for Parshas Kisavo, Elul, Erev Slichos, Tavshin Ayin Tes. I learned it should be in Zchus, Fush Shlema. Rabbi Yemen Simcha ben Adina Minya b'Sor Shachay Yisrael, Davin Henach Mordechai b'Fir Simcha b'Sor Shachay Yisrael, Sparlei b'Chai Masher b'Sor Shachay Yisrael, Lili Nishmas, Baruch Tzvi, Beruvei Nosson. The first idea comes to us from the Netziv in Hamak Dover. The Pasuk says, Perek Chavav, Pasuk Tes, Vayivyenu l'amakom hazeh, Vayitena elanu es ha'aretz hazois, Eretz zavaz chalavash. He brought us to the place, and the Kadosh Baruch gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And Rashi says, on the spot, Al Makom Hazeh, Zeh Beis HaMikdash, this is the Beis HaMikdash. What is going on over here, says the Netziv. It should really be the other way around. Isn't the other way around? We went into Eretz Yisrael, and then we came to build the Beis HaMikdash. Here it says, Vayevin, you came to the Makom Hazeh, which Rashi is the Beis HaMikdash, and then Vayitin Lanu Asar Tazos, he gave you the land. No. First we came to the land, and then we built the Beis HaMikdash. Why is the Pasuk go out of order? Says in the Pasuk's in perfect order. He explains that the Beis HaMikdash, we know, refers to the Ruchnias. It was the spiritual benefits of Eretz Yisrael. And we express our gratitude to Kadosh Baruch Hu first for the spiritual benefits, first for the Ruchnias, and then to the Gashmitz, then to the Eretz Chalav Devash, then to the land flowing with milk and honey. First, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Beis HaMikdash, for the Ruchnias, for the Avira of Eretz Yisrael, and then we thank Him for the Gashmias of Eretz Yisrael. And that's why the Pasuk not only is it not out of order, it's in perfect order. Ayyanu al-Makom Hazeh for Ruchnias, and then Eretz Yisrael for Gashmias. Tremendous idea from the Atshach Kadosh, like Rabbi Simon likes to quote. We say we're going to stay in Aleinu, especially over the next Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippur. We say, Bashemayim imal, v'al oretz mitachas eino, right? Up in the heavens, and up down here, there's only one. No other. Says the Ashra Kadosh Bashamayim, when it comes to Ruchnias, when it comes to spirituality, Mimal. You always got to go for the best. Baal Haaretz, when it comes to your meal for your pizza shop and which hot dog and coleslaw and sweet chili and Carlos Gad, is this and that? Mitachas. It doesn't have to be, you want to have good, but you always have to have the best. Our priorities have to be in check. That's the Netziv's lesson. Priorities. And that's why the Netziv says we think of the Ribbono Shel Olam first for the Ruchnias, and then for the Gashmias. Beautiful idea from the Netziv, and the Ashach moving on to idea number two. The idea number comes to us, such a beautiful insight from the Tefer Shlomo of Radomsk, the last Pasuk in Rishon. V'samachta b'chol atov, perich avav, Pasuk Yud Aleph. V'samachta b'chol atov, asher nasun l'cha Hashem l'kechel l'veisecha, atav ha'alevi v'agera asher b'kirbecha. You shall rejoice with all the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you to your household, to you and to the Levim, to the converts. And says the Tefer Shlomo, such a beautiful insight. And he says, "U'samachta b'chol atov." You want to know what real simcha is? Real joy is when you're able to asher nosam l'Hashem l'kavachal v'esecha talavi v'ila gerer shebir kibecha. Real simcha is when you're able to give to others. Real simcha is not just for yourself. Real simcha is when you're there to care for others. When you're thinking about others. When you're caring about others. And this is actually with the Rambam. The Rambam says the ikar time to really have guests is not Shabbos. The ikar time, the Rambam says, I forgot where, but I heard Rabbi Razin, I've heard other Rabbanim say, Shabbos is oinig. The ikar time to have guests is to have an yantif, the ikar simcha. You can't have simcha without other making sure that the aniyim don't have simcha also, because your simcha is dependent on others. Our simcha, says the Tefer Shlomo, is to make sure that others have what to eat as well. Because that's exactly the word here. Sha'ikra simcha tzorach liyos l'elisha yesh l'kol tov rach mizeh sh'yuchel l'kai mitzis meiser tztoko v'lola semechaz atzma bo'ish l'vat, to be able to not just make yourself. Real simcha is when you're able to be able to make others. Think about it. The real people that are happy are the people that care about others. Rav Govich likes to say in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Ezu asher semech b'chalko. I believe that he quoted his uncle of the Rosh Shiva from KBY. Ezu asher semech b'chalko. Who is rich? Someone who is happy with what he has, says Rav Govich. No. Ezu Asher, who is happy? Hasameach b'chalko. You're happy with what your friend has and what you don't have. Your friend wins the lottery, your friend drives the Tesla, your friend does this, your friend does that. But you don't have it. That's real richness, is when someone has something you don't have and you're still happy for them. And I believe that's exactly the Tefer Shlomo over here. Because that's really true simcha, when you care not only for yourself, but you care about others. And that's exactly the vort of Tefer Shlomo and the vort from the Rosh Shiva of Kerem Yavner of Govich. Beautiful insight. On caring, true simcha, inner happiness comes about caring about other simcha. Moving on to idea number three, comes to us from the Knesset Yischezkel, the grandson of the Tefer Shlomo, Rabbi Yischezkel of Radomsk. I believe he quoted a word from his last week as well. Pasuk Chav Zayin, Pasuk Gimel. The Pasuk says, Chasavta alein, it's called Divrei HaTorah, HaZois Ba'avrecho, you shall inscribe on them all the words of the Torah when you cross. Manashatovo la'aretz Hashem Hashem l'checha nosin l'cha l'aretz avaschalav duvash kasher dibe Hashem l'checha ovaschalach. When you cross, you enter the land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you, a land flowing with milk and honey that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to your forefathers about. The Knesset Chesed tells us a very, very beautiful yisod. He says, the reason why we have she'ifa for Eretz Yisrael, we have desire for Eretz Yisrael, is not because at the end of the day, because of Eretz Avos Chalav Duvash, because it's a land filled with milk and honey. It's not, that's a very nice thing. But you want to know the reason why? It's because Kasher Dibe Hashem Lokei Avasachalach, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said that this is the Rabbeinu Shem's will for us to be able to live in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Avos Chalav Duvash is a nice thing. But we want to know the reason why we should love Eretz Yisrael is because it's the land of Kasher Dibe Hashem Lokei Avasachalach, because it's the land that Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to our fathers, because that's Ratzon Hashem. It's Ratzon Hashem. We have to live our lives that not for us, but for Ratzon Hashem. That's exactly what I think. I believe they say in the name of the Jikover, the Holy Rebbe, the Rebbe of Jikov. We say in the Rosh Hashanah night, "Tiel la Rosh velo zanav." It should be the head and not the tail. So he says, "La Rosh" stands for four words: "La Tzos Ratzon Avinu Shabashemaim." The Rabbon Shem this year, starting when you're starting the year in the Ruchnius, we want to be La Rosh. We want to be La Sos Ritzon Avinu Shevashman. We want to do your will. And that's exactly what the Knesset Cheskel says here. We don't want our yearnings to be for Eretz Yisrael because it's a land filled with flowing with milk and honey. We want to do it because of Kasher Di Be'Hashem, Hashem Lekachav Esolach, because that's your Ratzon Hashem for us to be there, to be yearning for Eretz Yisrael, to be in Eretz Yisrael. Beautiful insight from the Knesset Cheskel of Radomsk and the Rebbe of Jikka. Moving on to Adin number four. Adin number four comes to us from Simcha Bono of Pshischa, was just Yuzyartza, was just last week. Perich of Ches, Pasuk Beis. Right in between all the middle of the Klalas, says of Simcha Bono of Pshischa, V'vol Eilecha, Kol HaBrachas, Eilecha, Eila, V'Hisigucha, Ki Sishma, B'Koil HaShem Elokecha. And all the brachas will come to you, upon you, and overtake you, if you will listen to the voice of the Rabbeinu Shem. And says the Simcha Bono, a beautiful insight. He says, at the end of the day, when a Jew is zoicha to have their Rabbeinu Shem's brachas, when a Jew is able to grow in their avodas Hashem, we have to make sure, v'isigucha, we have to make sure, kol brachas ha'ela v'isigucha means we stand strong and we make sure we don't become ba'alei gaiva. Kol brachas ha'ela v'isigucha means they're going to come to you and they're going to make sure that you stand strong. They're going to overtake you, but make sure they're going to be great brachas, but you stand strong, v'isigucha, but also matzav. In the same situation, but the right by Nivas, and not Kochi Vodzim Yaldi, that was all me. But you still have the right Anava to understand that the Rabbeinu Shem Amish runs everything. And I think there's no other time of the year where a person can feel this Anava. So we don't understand that everything comes from the Rabbeinu Shem. As we say from the Baal Shem Tov, from the Osir Vichal Michal Zlachev, Moshe Binu in Parshas Vaschanan, Perik Hey, Pasuk Hey, Anoichi Omer Ben Hashem Avenecha Beisahi. Moshe Binu says, I'm standing between you and Hashem, Klal Yisrael. Says the Baal Shem, says the Rechel Michal Zlachev, no, the Anochius is standing between us and the Rabbeinu Shem. The Rabbeinu Shem wants to just get rid of the I, that's all me. No. The Rabbeinu Shem runs the world. Let go, as Rabbi Goldberg said, and let God. To understand that when we have brachas in our life, know they come from the Rabbeinu Shem. And when we stand in front of the Rabbeinu Shem, Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi L'Dodi, to know that not my Ani is L'Dodi. Everything about me is for the Rabbeinu Shem. Any of the bracha that I have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we don't become Baal Gaiva. A beautiful insight from Rav Simcha Bonim and the Rav Chaim of Zach with the Baal Shem. Moving on to finally to idea number five. Probably the most famous pasuk in the entire parsha. Pasuk says, Perich of Ches, Pasuk Mem Zayim, the whole reason why we have all these klalas, tachas, asher lo arvar, tachas, Hashem elokecha, besimcha, v'tuv leivov, meirov kol. You want to know why you get all these klalas? Because you didn't serve the Rabbeinu Shem with simcha. And says, Rav Moshe Leib Sasever, when the Talmid of the Baal Shem, Rav Moshe Leib Sasever, beautiful, beautiful Torah. He says, you want to know why a Jew sins? Shorish hachet? You want to know why all the klalos happen? Is because we didn't serve the Rabbeinu Shem out of with simcha. We didn't serve the Rabbeinu Shem with simcha, and that's why all the klalos came. Shorish hachet mekor hu cheson asimcha boros Hashem. Ki ilu ha'isa oiver also bispang mito simcha lo yes in nichshol b'chet klal. This isn't just a nice little fancy Torah. When a Jew sins, it's because they weren't besimcha. Because when a Jew is constantly besimcha with whatever they have, and they're always working on their simcha, chet can't come in. Sin can never penetrate. And that's exactly what Rabbi Moshe Leib Sasser is telling you. You want to know why all these things happened? Because you didn't serve the Rebbe b'simcha. Because if you were b'simcha, none of these things would have occurred. None of these things would have happened. And I know for sure that there's a time on Rosh Hashanah, there's a time on the Slichos, where there's a time to have a Yira, there's a time to have that Mem Koimcha experience, but there's also a time to have a Nigun Simcha. When you daven in that minyan on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and then they burst out a Keser Melucha, like we did in Shalvim, a very Hartzikah in Nigunim. Says Rabbi Nachman in Torah and Dalad, I did nigun simcha yichol nishpach sichol kamaim noichach pnei Hashem. Through very fast nigunim of sim and joyous songs, our person is able to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al kain, al yidei shetzmeichem chol hayom yichol nefar shetzichol b'sbodus karoi. And then if a person has the right simcha, is able to be out of the correct b'sbodus. But specifically for tefillah, to have simcha in tefillah. Because when a Jew has simcha in tefillah, says Rabbi Nachman, a Jew can be able to pour out their heart to their Ribbono Shel. And how important is it to be able to have Nigunei Simcha when it comes to Yom Noram Davening. Beautiful insight of Rabbi Moshe Leib Sasser and Rabbi Nachman. Moving, I'll just review these five ideas. Right, so we start off with the Netziv. Why is it the pasuk out of order? It says the first, Yotamakom, Havyanamakom, Azev, Ayitan Lanus Arts. It surely said the opposite. No, it says the Netziv. When it comes to thinking, we have to start with priorities first. First, we start with Hamakom Azar. First, with the Beis Hamikdash Rashi says, first we think for the Bonshom, for the Ruchnius, then we think Hashem for the Gashmius as well. Now, reminding me to the Alshach HaKadosh, but Bashamayim Imaal, when it comes to Ruchnius, we got to go for Imaal for the best. Alarat comes to the Ruch, to the Gashmius, Mitachas, we don't have to go. It doesn't have to be the best. By the way, just parenthetically, I didn't say this before, Rav Avigdor Mor says, when it comes to asking Hashem for a good new year, first make sure to thank him for the good year that just passed. A real lesson in thinking. Not for now, just I wanted to make sure to throw that out there. I have it down in my notes over here. So, thank you Hashem for the priorities of the Ruchnis and for the Gashmis. The second idea of Tefer Shlomo, the Samachta B'chol HaTov Asher Nosu L'Hashem Hashem Elokecha. Real simcha, real joy comes when you can give joy to others, when you can make other people's yontif, when you can make other people's days. Right, think about the happiest people in your life. They're the people that care about others. And that's what Tefer Shlomo says, the real lesson is, when you're able to give to others. And that's exactly what the whole idea of Govach said. Ezo asher samech b'chalko. Samech b'chalko doesn't refer to your chelek. Ezo asher samech b'chalko. You're happy with what he has. His portion, what you don't have, but you're happy with what he has. Beautiful insight of this is all caring about others. Your simcha comes from others, from making other people happy. The third idea of the Knesset is Cheskov Radomsk tells us at the end of the day, Eretz Yisrael is a place of Asher Zavas Cholav Devash. But the reason why we love it so much, we yearn for Eretz Yisrael, not because of the great qualities and the great gashmis and the great, because he told it to our forefathers, all we want to do is Ratzon Hashem. And that's what the Rebbe of Jacob says. We say on Rosh Hashanah night, the Rosh for Lulazanov. The Rosh stands for Lasos Ratzon Avirush of Hashemayim. This year we just want to be able to do your will. That's what we say at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah night, the Rosh for Lulazanov. Fourth idea of Reb Simcha Bonim. Simcha Bonim tells us, what does this mean? That all the brachas are coming, we have to make sure v'yisigucha, we stand strong. That at the end of the day, v'yisigucha means that all the brachas will come in our lives, but we don't get to let it get to our head. We make sure to stay v'yisigucha, we don't get overtaken, but we stay with the same level of anava, same level of humility. And that's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu warned Klal Yisrael by Matan Torah, that anoichi oimed Hashem b'neyum b'neichem. Moshe says, I'm standing between you and Hashem. Says the Baal Tanya, the Baal Shem Tov, and all the Talmidim, the Rechel Mechel Zlachev, all they all say, the Anochi stands between us and the Ribbono Shel. We have to get rid of the I between us and Hashem to realize that everything we have comes from the Ribbono Shel, especially the times of Elul, to prepare us for Tishrei Yom Kippur. If they make sure that Ani in a person is the Dodi, is that we don't have anything, there's nothing, there's no I in us, everything is for me is for the Ribbono Shel. And finally, the fifth and final idea, Tachas Hashem, Lord Hashem, L'Simcha V'Tuv Leivov. All these brachas didn't, all these klalos, excuse me, happened because we didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Simcha. And that's exactly what Moshe Leib Sasser says. The reason why a person sins is because we weren't B'Simcha. So if we were B'Simcha, the chait would never even come in to touch us. And specifically when it comes to tefillah, especially tefillahs for Rosh Hashanah, we have to make sure the tefillahs have to be done with negunim of simcha. It says Rabbi Nachman Torah in Dalet, the nigun simcha, through negunim of simcha, yicholin lishpach sichol kamayim noichach pnei Hashem. A person is able to cry out and to pour out their heart to their Ribbono Shel. When a person is besimcha, their molecules in their brain, right? All the studies say a person is besimcha is able to think clear and think more positive, be able to daven and connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam when it's done with the good name of Simcha. We should be zocheh b'ezras Hashem to take these ideas of making sure to always think of Kadosh Baruch Hu with priorities and check spirit ruchnius first before Gashmius, to thank Hashem for everything, to thank Hashem for the past year before we even ask Him for the next year. We thank Hashem for the past year, says Rabbi Victor Miller, to make sure that our true Simcha comes to from helping others, to be able to make sure everything we do is la'asos v'tzor v'idu shem ha'shemayim, to be able to do Hashem's will, make sure that all the good things that happen to us, we stay ba'anava, we stay with humility, to understand everything we have comes from the Baruch Hashem, to be able to make sure that everything we do is with tremendous simcha, tremendous doy, be'ez Hashem Yisparach, k'si v'simotel, a good Shem Torah, shkolach.